Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our all-English lecture today, and we're not going to speak languages other than English today. At least we're going to try not to.
No Spanish either, Tom.
Right, or none of the languages of India. But we are talking about India in today's lesson, but I don't know any Indian languages anyway.
I don't either.
So don't worry, I'm not going to be speaking any of those languages. And no, I'm not going to make fun of the Indian accent. That's pretty low class. But in any case, what we're going to do today is talk about something called Free a Girl Movement, and that's because sexual harassment and rape and child prostitution, etc., is a big problem in India, and this organization is trying to do something about that.
They sure are. So we're going to focus for a bit on this issue while speaking all English, no Chinese. And we hope that we won't speak too quickly and that you'll learn some great new words and phrases. But first, as we always do, we're going to read through today's lesson. Childhood has long been associated with innocence. Yet for many girls in India, this precious time is a nightmare. That's because every day, Indian girls as young as 7 are abducted, tortured, and forced to perform unimaginable acts. Child prostitution is a billion-dollar enterprise, and 1.2 million Indian girls are forced to work in the industry against their will. India has been plagued with this horrifying problem for many years, leaving international organizations no choice but to intervene. The Free a Girl movement is an organization committed to rescuing young girls from child trafficking and prostitution. These girls are taken to shelters where they receive medical treatment, counseling, and job training in hopes of integrating them back into society. Although the Free a Girl movement aims to prosecute perpetrators as well, only around 50 child trafficking cases lead to actual convictions each year in India. Many cases surrounding this issue are dropped due to the lack of lawyers and judges with knowledge of human trafficking. The fact that these criminals are roaming around freely allows child trafficking to continue on such a large scale. The Free a Girl movement wants to take its initiative one step further with the School for Justice. This educational institute is joining forces with one of the country's most respected law universities to provide education, training, and support to the rescued girls. The goal is to enable them to become public prosecutors to challenge India's legal system from within. The School for Justice believes there are no prosecutors better suited and motivated to put these criminals behind bars than the former victims of child trafficking themselves. Eventually, these girls will become the driving force in bringing the perpetrators to justice. Through education, these survivors will take the law into their own hands, so no other girls have to suffer the same fate.
Okay, it's our all-English lecture, and it's our unit on society. And we're going to India here, and we're trying to put justice in the hands of victims. Of course, we all want fairness. We want justice. If we are the victim of a crime, we want the criminal to be punished. We want the police to do something about it. And sometimes if the police don't do anything about it, or they find a rich, fancy-pants lawyer or something to protect them, and they get off scot-free, then we think there's no justice and we have to take justice into our own hands. But in this particular case, we're putting justice in the hands of victims. They want to do something about it because they're sick of their not having any justice in India in regards to all the things that are going on against Indian women there. Okay, so let's take a look at the first paragraph here. It says, childhood has long been associated with innocence. That's true. Childhood is when you're a kid until you're about 18. 18 years old or something, you're supposed to have a happy childhood, and we think of childhood as being associated with innocence. If something is associated with something, that means we kind of relate the two together. They are related to each other. So yes, innocence should be a part of childhood. We should not be suffering crimes like adults should be suffering or do suffer.
Yeah, and innocence just has to do with this quality of, you know, being pure, not knowing about the bad things in the world. Kids are usually protected by their parents. They don't see how tough life is. Usually, you know, they think it's all about, you know, their dolls and their toys and life is great. They believe in Santa. But unfortunately, some kids in some countries, actually in all countries, there are kids who aren't protected and they grow up knowing that there are bad people who want to hurt them everywhere. So in the next sentence, it says, yet for many girls in India, this precious time, which is referring to childhood, is a nightmare. Of course, a nightmare usually refers to a bad dream that you have while you're sleeping. But if you have a really bad experience, you can also describe it using this word nightmare. We use it as a joke sometimes to talk about a bad date. Maybe you go out with a guy for the first time and, oh, everything goes wrong. And the date was a nightmare. Or maybe you got a new job and the first day was a nightmare because you didn't know what you were doing. But this particular example here just means that childhood for some kids isn't fun. It isn't innocent. It's more of a nightmare.
And that's because every day Indian girls as young as 7 are abducted, tortured, and forced to perform unimaginable acts. So this does happen to, I don't imagine this happens to every Indian girl, but I guess quite a few of them suffer from this. First of all, they are abducted. That's kind of similar to being kidnapped, I suppose, but in the case of kidnapping, the kidnappers are willing to give the person back if they get money from the family or something. Mm-hmm. But in the case of abductions, they're just taken and they are kept for their purposes. So you might be abducted, you might be taken away so that you can work as a slave someplace, or in this particular case, to work as a sex worker. So they're abducted, they become prisoners basically. They're also tortured, which means you cause people a severe discomfort or pain in order to get them to do what you want them to do, mm-hmm. or to get information from them. Torturing is very common in war, for example, and they're also forced to perform unimaginable acts. Unimaginable means it's probably something so terrible that you don't want to think about it.
Oh, you've never even imagined it or thought of it in your mind. It's so awful. Child prostitution is when they take these children and they turn them into sex slaves. So they can't escape. They're forced to perform or engage in sexual activity that usually just happens with adults. So it's horrible to even imagine that children are placed in this position. It's called a billion-dollar enterprise, child prostitution is, in India. And 1.2 million Indian girls are actually forced to work in the industry against their will. So they are sex slaves. An enterprise is a word we use to talk about a big business. Typically, it's a business that isn't so awful. Of course, prostitution is a horrible business, but here we're making it even worse. We're engaging or abducting children and forcing them to work in this as well. So an enterprise is a huge business where lots of money is made. And here we're talking about a lot of girls. Tom, you mentioned not every Indian girl, but this is quite a few. 1.2 million Indian girls are taken and forced to work in this industry.
That's a big number. I don't know what the population of India is, but I suppose it doesn't really matter. Still, the number 1.2 million is a big number, so they've got a lot of work to do there to bring this problem under control.
Yeah.
And in the next paragraph here, it says, India has been plagued with this horrifying problem for many years, leaving international organizations no choice but to intervene. So India has been plagued with this problem. Plague as a noun refers to some kind of contagious bacterial disease that can spread all over the place and cause all sorts of problems and create lots of deaths. But here we're using the word plague as a verb. To plague India just means they've had this problem. It's been causing problems for them. It's as if India has this disease. It has been plagued with this big problem, this horrifying problem. Horrifying just means it's really, really scary, really, really terrible. It has to do with horror.
Yeah, you mentioned you didn't know what the population, was in India. It's actually very similar to China's, 1.3 billion. So, we've got, this horrible problem. I think plagued, when we use that verb too, it just means it covers so much of that country or it affects a lot of people and you can't get rid of it. You know, it's like it's there to stay. So it's caused a lot of these international organizations that work, especially that work to help women in countries where they don't have a lot of freedom. It's caused these international organizations no choice. They have no choice but to intervene. If you intervene in something, you get involved. Maybe you're not welcome as you get involved, but you feel like you have to take part in something to prevent something bad from happening. So you intervene. So they have felt like they had to intervene to try to help out with this problem because there's so many Indian girls who have no ability to fight for themselves, so they want to help them out. So there's a movement called the Free a Girl Movement. Notice we use the. That's not the name of the movement. The movement's actually Free a Girl, Free a Girl Movement. But the Free a Girl Movement is an organization that is devoted or committed to rescuing young girls from child trafficking and prostitution. When you see that word trafficking, if you're trafficking in something, you're buying and selling something. And we often use it to talk about sex trafficking, slave trafficking, where you buy and sell people. Here they're buying and selling children into the prostitution industry. So this organization in particular is focused on helping these children, especially these young girls, get out of the prostitution business.
They rescue them, they save them, they take them out of a dangerous situation. Again, it's child trafficking. There could be drug trafficking, slave trafficking, and stuff like that, also prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
And then these girls are taken to shelters where they receive medical treatment, counseling, and job training in hopes of integrating them back into society. A shelter is a place where you can be protected. We've got animal shelters for stray animals, dogs, cats.
Yeah.
They go there so they're protected. And we've got these shelters for young women who are trying to escape prostitution.
Yeah, we also have domestic shelters for women who were beaten up by their husbands or boyfriends. We've got those. Or homeless shelters, people who are living on the street. There are shelters for them that can come in off the street, have a shower, eat a meal, sleep inside. So that's what a shelter is. It protects something. And like Tom said, it can protect animals as well, animal shelters. Now, they receive medical treatment. So some of them, you know, have been injured. And so doctors are there to help them get better physically. They have counseling there where people talk to them and help them emotionally and mentally get over what they've been through. And job training to help them learn some skills that they can go out and actually get a job that pays them a living that they can live without having to go back and participate in prostitution. And if you integrate something into something else, you take something and you combine it into whatever follows. So you're trying to help these young girls get back into society because they've been slaves. They haven't had freedom to live, you know, on their own. But now you're helping them to live as free people with a job and get them back into society. Now, even though we're not going to go to our Chinese teacher, we are going to take a short break, but we'll be right back and to continue on in this all English lecture.
Welcome back to our program, everybody. And remember, this is our all English lecture today.
Yeah.
You might think we're speaking all in English today so that you can improve your listening comprehension skills. But the fact of the matter is our English teacher just didn't feel like coming in today.
No.
And was just extremely tired and wanted to take a rest and said, can you guys just talk all in English today?
We're the English teachers, Tom. It's the Chinese teacher that's taking a little break.
Yeah, well, we need a break too. So maybe next time time, it will be an all Chinese lecture. But that will probably not help you with your English ability.
No, I think our listeners really can speak Chinese quite well.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah.
But in any case, no, this is an all-English lecture for your benefit, so we're not going to be speaking any languages other than English. So let's talk again about Free a Girl Movement, the Free a Girl Movement. We talked about their goal of rescuing girls who have been abducted and tortured and forced to perform unimaginable acts, and they're involved with child prostitution. They want to rescue them, and they want to give them medical treatment, some counseling, and job training so that they can be reintegrated. They can join society again and be an active member of society. They'll probably never forget about their experience, but at least this will help them deal with it and live fuller lives. Now, moving on to the next paragraph here, it says, although the Free a Girl movement aims to prosecute perpetrators as well, only around 50 child trafficking cases lead to actual convictions each year in India. So, yes, indeed, they would like to prosecute the perpetrators. To prosecute means you bring charges against somebody and they are formally charged with a crime. Hopefully, they'll be found guilty so that they can go to jail or pay a big fine. And stuff like that. They want to prosecute them. But these are the perpetrators. A perpetrator, of course, is the person who carries out or commits a crime.
Yeah, because the verb is perpetrate, which is kind of an interesting verb. It does mean to carry out or commit a crime. It's something that's illegal. And of course, if you're prosecuted, it means you're actually taken to court. You're arrested by the police, charged with a crime. You go to court, and a jury may find you innocent or guilty based on the evidence. But unfortunately, very few are actually convicted of a crime, which means the jury or judge comes back and says, I've listened to the evidence and you are guilty. Only around 50 child trafficking cases lead to actual convictions each year in India, which is very low, especially when you look at the number of girls that are forced to work in the industry, 1.2 million. That's way too low. They do have a very big problem in India with this. I hear about rapes all the time, especially gang rapes, group rapes. So it's a place you need to be very cautious in if you travel over there, ladies. Many cases surrounding this issue that we're talking about, prostitution and child trafficking in sex crimes, they are dropped due to the lack of lawyers and judges who have knowledge of human trafficking. So what they're saying is they may arrest these guys, but then the lawyers and the judges, they really aren't quite equipped with knowledge of how it works. And so they ultimately let these guys get off. So they're not convicted. They're let go saying, well, they're not guilty or there's not enough evidence. But they're trying to change this. The fact that these criminals, these sex criminals, these guys who are abducting and taking these young girls, are roaming around freely, allows child trafficking to continue on a really large scale. Scale here means the size of something, especially when it's compared to the size of something else in comparison to something. So the scale of this is very large, especially in comparison to other countries that are considered to be democracies and countries where we try to protect our children, especially in childhood.
You could also say they continue on such a large scale, to such a large degree, etc. And the Free a Girl movement wants to take its initiative one step further with the School for Justice. So this is their initiative, and this is from the verb to initiate, which means to start something. If you want to go over there across the room at the dance and start a conversation with that pretty girl there leaning against the wall, you initiate a conversation with her. Hey, I haven't seen you before. Do you come here often, etc.? That's how you maybe initiate a conversation. But here the word is initiative, which is a noun. That means you get something going and you're independent about it. And I guess they're doing this without the help of the government. So they're just trying to take justice into their own hands, an initiative, and they're going to take it one step further beyond the counseling and the reintegration and stuff that they're doing. They've got this School for Justice, and this educational institute is joining forces with one of the country's most respected law universities to provide education, training, and support to the rescued girls. So this is an educational institute. Education is when people are educated. They get knowledge by going to school.
Yep.
And maybe get some special skills to work in specialized fields and things like that. So educational just means having to do with education. It's an institute, just an organization designed to help people be educated.
Yeah, we'll often describe organizations that have that particular purpose of educating. Maybe it's involved with science as well, or a specific profession. We'll call it an institute, Institute of Religion, Educational Institute. This one is joining forces with one of the country's most respected law universities to provide education, training, and support to the rescued girls that have been rescued from the prostitution industry. So this is good news. If you join forces with something else or someone else, it means you combine your power, you work together. And we'll often use this phrase when we're talking about two different groups, maybe institutes, organizations that come together and combine forces. They use their power from both sides to get something done. So this is really good news.
Mm-hmm. To join forces, to combine their forces, and they want to do all these things, give them education, training, and support, and stuff like that. And the goal is to enable them to become public prosecutors to challenge India's legal system from within. So they want to enable these people to become public prosecutors. To enable just means to make somebody capable of doing something. So I guess they want to take these rescued girls and turn them into lawyers themselves, so that they can fight this problem from within. It's not working on the outside by calling the police. They're basically useless, or they don't know what they're doing. So, hey, let's take this matter into our own hands and work at this problem from inside, from within.
So the School for Justice, and that's what it's called, believes there are no prosecutors better suited and motivated that have the right reasons behind them to put these criminals behind bars, which means in jail. If you ever see that phrase, behind bars means to put someone in prison. Then the former victims, they understand what exactly the child has been through because they went through it themselves. Eventually, or over time, as time passes, these girls will become the driving force, the strength, what's really moving something forward in bringing the perpetrators to justice. We often use that phrase, to bring someone to justice when we really want to get something done. Now, eventually, let's go back to this word. Eventually is a word we use when we don't really know how long it's going to take, but in the end, especially after a long process or a series of delays perhaps happened, or maybe you just know that it's going to happen at some point, but not yet. So eventually, the girls will become the driving force in bringing the perpetrators to justice. If you bring someone to justice, you make sure that what they did is punished, that they don't get away with what they did that was wrong. And we know that currently today, they said only around 50 child trafficking cases actually lead to conviction. So only 50 of these guys have actually been put away or put behind bars so far. And we know there are far, far more that are out there roaming around free as a bird, which is wrong.
Yes, indeed, it is wrong. So eventually, in the end, they will become the driving force in bringing these perpetrators to justice. Remember earlier we did say perpetrators. Those are the people who do commit the crimes. So again, this is their goal here. Again, we've got this sort of cooperative agreement between the School for Justice and the Free a Girl movement. They're all working together with this, let's see, this law university. And, of course, they're trying to let these girls take these matters into their own hands so that they can become public prosecutors to challenge the legal system from within. So, again, as we said before, it looks like they're really not too trustful of the justice system
in
India.
It's not working right yet. Yep. Now, and also, even though they're training to be prosecutors, that's where we get our judges from, too. So we know that we also need some judges on the bench, we call it, who understand this issue. So currently, we've got prosecutors, once they have more experience, lawyers are often called on to be judges. That's who our judges come from. They're lawyers originally. So eventually, I think we're going to have not only prosecutors who have come from this kind of background, but judges on the bench who can actually see what the real problem is and judge fairly, because we aren't getting justice right now. That's what we're trying to do. You mentioned this school they're going to. It's called the School for Justice. You see that there. And they're the ones who are actually trying to train these young girls to become better prosecutors.
If they want to, I suppose they don't necessarily have to pursue a career in law if they don't want to. And I'm also thinking here that if you're going to become a public prosecutor, well, you probably have to have some degree in law, right? So they're probably going to have to study law at this law university. And I suppose if something terrible like that happened to me, I might, you know, want to seek justice. And I might think, yes, I'm going to become a lawyer to fight this problem, not only to get justice for myself, but also for all the other people who have suffered from this problem as well.
Yeah, well, I don't know about them, but I would feel very strongly about getting justice. So we've got the Free a Girl movement, who has just been really great in trying to bring this problem to the front, to people's awareness. And they're the ones who are joining with the School for Justice. And hopefully, with these two very strong, powerful organizations, they can get some justice for these girls. So we know that these girls who are currently studying will be the driving force in bringing the perpetrators to justice. There are lots of times when problems are continuing to happen, but we don't have any organizations that really bring these ideas to the forefront. And thank goodness we've got the Free a Girl movement, who said, enough is enough. We're going to make this problem really visible to people so that they care more. I think sometimes we just don't know the problem exists. I didn't know that India had this problem until about 10 years ago. When one of my best friends was sent to India to work by her company, and she's the one that said, wow, they've got a big problem with rape over here. And so we learned more about the problems with the child prostitution. So keep your eyes open, guys. There's always a way for you to get involved and help if you feel strongly about some of these social issues.
Right. So we're talking specifically about the Free a Girl movement, but I believe there are other organizations in India. There's the Gulabi Gang that is also trying to bring about justice for similar situations. So hopefully they'll bring about a change for this, and hopefully the perpetrators themselves can be educated. I guess they're probably just doing it because they know they can get away with it and it's real cheap and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So I guess they need to be taught that what they're doing is basically destroying lives as well. So hopefully this problem can be rectified in the future, and hopefully it doesn't really exist, or at least won't exist, in other countries as well. Okay, that brings us to the end of our discussion for today. No, we're not going to listen to the Chinese teacher, even though we'd love to, but we're going to go straight to our farewell here. So thank you so much for listening to us, and make sure you join us again next time. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
See you.